What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. We are definitely getting through this morning, and wife said no to Spam, so what am I going to do?
What do you mean she said no? Like she didn't have time to make it for you?
She's like, I'm not doing that. So she don't do Spam. She don't do Spam for me. I mean, it has to be a pretty special occasion for her to
throw
wake up
the
earlier
air fryer
than me. Well, she doesn't. I wake up and I take care of the kids' breakfasts. Uh-huh. It's just part of what I do is the routine. And when I'm filling in and doing the morning show, she has to take care of all the kids' stuff in the morning, which she hates because it's not part of her duties as mom.
It's outside her routine.
Yeah, outside of her routine. So she's like, I'm already taking care of the kids. I'm not taking care of you. You're not a kid.
So you're eating Spam then after the show ends?
You know, I really want to. So I think maybe I will because I can do whatever I want.
Spare cans in your pantry?
Oh, yeah, I got a ton of Spam. We always stock with the 12-pack. And then when we get low, I say, hey, can you order another one on Amazon? And they just magically show up on our doorstep. But I did have a family emergency I had to attend to during the break. My daughter was screaming. She found two spiders that I had to go take care of. And do you know any adult that tries to scoop a spider up and take them outside as opposed to eliminating the threats?
I've seen people do it, and I am not one of those people. I will kill that. No, if you're in my house, you're dead.
It. Smash that bug in your house. Period. Anything that's in there that's not meant to be there, you have no responsibility to usher it out safely into your yard.
It's funny because we were talking about that with our son last night because he's seen us kill bugs and everything's a bee to him. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. And anyway, he was saying, smash spider. And it was funny because he was taking a fly swatter and just going around the house swatting, you know, saying, smash spider, smash bee. And so anyway, it's kind of funny you bring that up.
I had to coach the kids, and I said, this is what you got to do. If you see one of these things, you have to keep a visual on it. So you yell for me, I'll come and smash it, but you have to keep an eye on it because I don't want to run over there. And then you say you lost track of where it's at, and we can't find it.
Worst.
Now we have a rogue. We don't want a rogue spider in the house.
Oh, when you try to kill it, and it runs behind the furniture, and I'm like, well, clearly I'm not sleeping tonight if it's in my bedroom.
It's going to end up in your mouth at night.
100%. It's going to bite me. I am going to eat it. But they talk about how many spiders you eat in your life. I don't know if that's true either. How many spiders are really in your house where you could eat them?
And they just happen to crawl into your mouth. No, I think it's an urban legend. They just
say
that.
It has to be.
Yeah, that's why you smash all spiders.
Yeah, it says the claim is that the people swallow an average of 4 or 8 spiders in their sleep each year. They're saying it's a myth. There's no evidence to support this claim. Well, yeah, I mean, again, how many spiders are stupid enough to go into your mouth? And how many people
probably
have that many spiders in their house?
Had the chance. I know. Do you have that many in your house? Well, if you think about how many people live in a house, let's say it's a family of 4. Do you have that many spiders crawling around?
You have to times that by all the family members.
Yeah. There's like a basic a village of spiders that like to hang out at the bottom of our stairs into the basement. Ugh. So that's always, that's ground zero. If you're looking for spiders, you go there first. And that's where you'll find them.
Village of spiders.
All right, let's let's go to the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
Hoping that we can have gender affirming care for our trans kids.
Number one priority for her, trying to get that done on a federal level. By the way, if you haven't seen Nancy Pelosi lately, she does not look good. She is, oh boy, she was already on the borderline. It looks like she got hit with some hard times.
There's no way that between now and the 26th election that you could conduct another census, be accurate in the outcome.
I wonder, because that's Karl Rove, and he says it's not realistic for a new census. I really wonder how difficult it would be to go over the data you already have, but correct it, much like you do the jobs report, but correct it to remove people that are not in the country legally in order to use that information when it comes to the districting. So I don't know if it's impossible or if you have to conduct a new census. I guess we'll find out.
We want to liberate ourselves and liberate the people of Gaza from the awful terror of Hamas.
It is an awful terror. And that's Benjamin Netanyahu says that they will occupy Gaza and then hand it over to a governing body once that governing body is not a terrorist organization. It seems like not a bad plan.
I'll do whatever I can to stop the killings.
That is Donald Trump, of course, when he says that, hey, the Russian leaders may not actually meet with Zelensky. Putin and Zelensky in the same room may not happen. Trump's like, whatever. I'll talk to each of them individually with their checklist, and we'll get this done if we have to. So Donald Trump doing what he can to bring peace to that region. All right. Well, there's a lot to that, and we're going to have to talk more about it on the show. Jim Carafano, by the way, is a national security and foreign policy expert with the Heritage Foundation. Luckily, we have him in the next segment, so we're going to have to talk to him about that specifically. I'm very curious his thoughts on it. So this one story, you talked about it, Kim, at the news here, right at the start of the 7 o'clock hour. So you have police officers arresting a teen that did an armed carjacking, and then they let him go, and then that same suspected teen does the exact same thing, another armed carjacking. 16-year-old that was captured by the same officers.
A 16-year-old, which is, I mean, I say unbelievable, but it's really not, because this is the type of stuff that happens. You have like 14-year-olds who are holding up people here in downtown St. Louis. I was reading about this. I'll have to find the article. And I think it talked about how there's a certain like point system that they go off of, and that determines, I guess, if they can hold these teens, these juveniles. I've never heard that before, but supposedly they're saying that that's why they were not able to hold the teens, because remember, they arrested them, I guess the four of them, Tuesday, and they released them to their parents on Wednesday, and clearly some of these parents are not keeping tabs on their kids, or at least the 16-year-old, because the 16-year-old idiotically went out and carjacked another rideshare driver the next day.
So here's a point that I saw made online, and I think this is a point that's been made many times before. So you have the 16-year-old with a gun. It's an armed carjacking of a Lyft share ride driver, and goes out there, takes the car by gunpoint, gets picked up by police, released to their parents, goes out and does it again just less than two days later. Mm-hmm. So with all of the violence that we have, and there's a gun involved, one, why do you let that kid back out if there's a gun involved? But two, if you can't enforce the gun laws that are already on the books, what makes you think making stricter gun laws are going to make a difference if you can't even enforce the ones that you already have?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the people who are committing these crimes, they shouldn't even be having guns in the first place. So even if you put those new stricter gun laws in place, the same clowns are going to still do the same things. They're going to steal cars, steal guns, do all of the things. They're not going to say, you know what, shoot, it's a law now. I better not rob this guy at gunpoint, because you know what? Missouri just passed this bill and it's now law. I can't do that here. I better go to Illinois. Although Illinois has really strict gun laws, and look at their crime. Look at how many shootings there are in the city of Chicago alone.
Let's look at the point counterpoint. On one hand, you have a 16-year-old with a gun that was just caught carjacking a random innocent person that's out there trying to work. And on the other hand, you have a victim of a carjacking. Which one are you going to give leniency to? I am going to actually side with the person that did the armed carjacking because they're 16, and we're going to allow our sympathy to go their way to release them back into the wild because obviously they've learned their lesson, that whippersnapper. But they didn't. They conducted the same thing. I think this is also a quick reminder that caught or not caught, you mentioned the fireworks thing earlier this week where the person was caught shooting the fireworks downtown, got out, given to their mom. Mom drops them off so he can go back and shoot some more fireworks off downtown. This stuff is not uncommon. In fact, it probably happens a majority of the time where they go out and commit similar crimes almost immediately. And if it's a matter of them being caught or not, and if we catch them, and then what happens? You're just going to be lenient again? Or are you going to actually take it seriously? Maybe the first time. That would be you learning your lesson. Mm-hmm. You take it seriously the first time when there is a gun involved.
Well, so here's what this KSDK article says. It says, the spokesperson for police said they were not able to bring gun charges in the case because a gun was not found in the car when they were arrested Wednesday morning.
But they were witnessed by the person that was carjacked as having a gun on them.
Right.
I would say that's all I had to hear. They had a gun on him. Okay.
Who cares if they have a gun on him? They still carjack someone. That's a crime in and of itself. But again, it's some like point system, it sounds like. I don't know. Very odd.
It is very odd. All right. Just remember that if you're going to an event downtown, let's say you want to go to a ball game or a concert or whatever it is, and a minor is carjacking you, police are going to side with them. Just remember that. And that's the message St. Louis has to deal with if they're going to try to turn things around. But you can't when you have this stuff working against you constantly over and over and over again. People wonder why. Oh, why are you so scared to go downtown? Oh, it's not that bad. Yeah, right. Like as soon as the sun goes down, garbage, your cars get broken into, your car gets stolen, you might get robbed. You're going to encounter things that you don't want to encounter. And people are, oh, no. Everything's so great all the time. You got to face reality with what's happening on the streets here. You really do. All right. Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation joins us after the break. I'm Ryan Recker filling in 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Do we have our guest? I think we may. Joining us from the Heritage Foundation, National Security and Foreign Policy, are his expertise, Jim Carafano. Thank you for coming on this morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
It's rough there. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Just to show you how serious us kind of people really are, I was just thinking the right place for Putin and Trump to meet, Vegas. In that Vegas. Big dome thing, and then we should sell tickets.
That would be awesome. Yeah, yeah.
And they would sell for hundreds of bucks, and we could, you know, crank the deficit down a little. So be a twofer. End a war and, you know, make some money off of it.
That's a fantastic idea.
What it would they show on the screen when they're negotiating then? What would
mostly
be up there?
Mostly Putin's scowl, you know.
Big giant Putin head. So the undercard would be, we'll bring Mike Tyson back out again for a little fight, like, and something that Donald Trump would really like to see.
He could negotiate. He could be like the MC. That would be so cool.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, I guess that's where we are right now, and we have a proposed list. Negotiation list of items that would be used in order to satisfy Russia to end the war with Ukraine. And the latest news is essentially Putin and Zelensky don't have to meet face to face. Donald Trump will meet with them individually to try to get them close enough within striking distance to end this thing. Do you feel like this could actually work?
I don't know. I mean, it does feel like Putin is maybe actually interested in a ceasefire. And so it's not the end of the war, it's a ceasefire. And if you actually look at what it, all it really does is, by and large, is accept the reality of conditions on the ground. I always tell people the next war doesn't start because of how the last war ended. The next war starts because of the things you do the day after. And so if we do get to a ceasefire, that's not the end. There's a lot of history to be written after that. It really depends on what we do after that, whether we can protect our interests in Europe, which essentially are, look, we don't want Russia and China to basically run wild in Europe. That would be a disaster for us. And Ukraine is basically a dam against that. And then what Donald Trump has definitely proven is the United States can support Ukraine, press for a ceasefire, which is the right thing to do, and not really put U.S. interests or U.S. lives at risk. So I think he's done a terrific job getting us to the point, and we'll see what Putin does.
I wonder, also, for the sake of time, one of the other big news stories is between Israel and Hamas. So Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday on Fox, I think Bill Hemmer was there as part of the interview, saying, what do you want to do? And Netanyahu says they plan to occupy Gaza temporarily so they can hand it over to someone that's not a terrorist organization. How do you think that would turn out? Do you think realistically this is something that could actually happen?
Well, I think realistically it's the only path forward. I mean, there is no path forward where Hamas has a governance structure left in Gaza, and there's no way that you're going to actually provide for the people and ensure that nutrition and basic needs are met unless Israel and the U.S., you know, cooperatively are in charge of the humanitarian operation. These are just the realities on the ground. And what everybody else thinks about that, I don't care where you are in the world, you know, your view just literally does not matter.
You know, it makes sense that that Netanyahu wouldn't want Hamas, a known terrorist group, to be running, you know, controlling Gaza. What confuses me, though, is that he says that, you know, OK, look, we just want to occupy it. We don't want to govern it. We'd actually turn that over to some Arab nations, but hasn't specified which ones. I guess my question would be, is that really effective? Because, yes, maybe it's not an established terrorist group, but I mean, there's been conflict between Arab nations and the Jews in Israel dating back, you know, thousands of years. So is that really going to ensure that Israel's not having, you know, bombs lobbed at them anymore?
As long as it's not Iran, the answer is probably, because I think this in this part of the world, honor is power, and it's very clear that the kingmakers in this part of the world is this U.S. Israel bilateral relationship, and I think most of the Arab states see that, you know, it's not Iran, it's not Russia, it's not China, it's the United States, and the U.S. strategy is, you know, you have to normalize relations with Israel and live together as brothers, and that's the only way forward that you're ever going to get a decent life. And actually, I think most of the Arab nations have resigned themselves to that.
Yep. Jim Chiarifano joining us from the Heritage Foundation. So part of this interview, too, was talking about the food that was going in there. So what you find is a lot of the major networks and, you know, news organizations like AP, they find themselves siding with Hamas in a lot of different ways, taking the information from them as truth. And Israel denies that, saying they're not trying to stop any aid or food to get in there. This is Hamas's doing. So when you look at the problems that are there, I think other people have said, like even Donald Trump, we're just going to take over the food rations, right, to try to solve this. Now, I believe Netanyahu, I believe Hamas is making it so they're basically allowing their people in there to starve as a tactic, because either they're taking the food, using it for themselves, their fighters, or selling it or whatever they may be doing to fund the war even further. How do you think you handle that situation and maybe get some recognition from the news networks that Hamas is really the bad guy here?
Well, I mean, the good news is there's been an organized global movement to demonize Israel, to promote anti-Semitism, promote anti-Zionism, to drive a wedge between the United States and Israel and to isolate Israel. And honestly, it's failed, right? It has not deterred either the Israelis or the U.S. government. So that's just, it's just not going to work. And just from a logical standpoint, I mean, in absence of perfect evidence, I always just default to logic. It is not in Israel's interest for the people of Gaza to starve. Why would they do that? They wouldn't. It is in the interest of Hamas to starve the people of Gaza and blame Israel. So the logic of what's going on here, and the reality is Israel and the U.S. can do things on the ground. Nobody else really can. So that's the way forward, and that's just it. So we're just going to get through this, because the one thing most people keep looking for, the elegant, perfect solution where everybody's happy. And most problems in the world are not that way. And this
is
not
that way. You're right. Jim Chiarifano, Heritage Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks for elevating the Mark Cox Show to a slightly higher level of dignity and decorum.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Looking at some of the different bits on the comments section for the video live feed, which you can go find on the Mark Cox Morning Show there. Good morning to everyone else. And a couple of things that came out yesterday in the White House, there was a brief meeting where the president said, okay, we're going to look at some numbers. They're not quite released yet, but we do have some numbers. And I think that the revision we just had when it came to the job numbers are a drop in the bucket compared to the revisions that, if we were to go back and look at the Biden administration, where we would sit. And there was one very interesting thing. This is clip number 11, Drew, if we can play that. Big error there from the Biden administration.
I was telling the president that he did the right thing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Calling for a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, because this shows that over the last 2 years of the Biden administration, the BLS overestimated job creation by 1.5 million jobs. That's a, Mr. President, that's a gigantic error. And I don't know if she's, I'm not
making it. Might not have been an error. That's the bad part. If it was an error, it would be one thing. I don't think it's an error. I think they did it purposely.
Okay. What are the odds that the Biden administration, and who knows if it was Joe Biden even knew what was happening, but that they purposely manipulated the data and lied in order to make themselves look better?
100%. Oh, I think that 100%. I think that's very likely. I mean, you go back to, okay, look, I understand if you overestimate, you're off by a little bit. There's usually a grace period, right? Like, mm-hmm. even with votes, with ballots, okay, it's like a 3%, you know, when they're doing these polls. But when you're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands or more than a million jobs that you were off by, I don't think that's an accident. I think that seems very intentional, and there's only one reason you would do it, and that was to make it seem like you guys were doing a really good job when you really weren't.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go further. We'll take a step further because, okay, if you're at 100% for this one, let's do a step further. The revisions that are happening now are to try to catch up to the mistakes they made during the Biden administration. Is it possible that's the case? Meaning the numbers that recently came out and they're trending down, they're trying to baby step their way back to where the actual numbers are as they get into it and read what's in the books.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, a couple months ago when the jobs report came out, they were expecting, I think it was like they were saying 100,000 jobs or maybe 110,000 jobs was the estimated number. And they ended up adding closer to like 130 or 140 jobs. So that was a great report. And then last month they were thinking it might be closer to 100 and it was more in the range of like 70,000. So yeah, maybe that is exactly what's happening here.
Okay, so there's a chance. So not 100%. Where would you put the chances that's what's happening? Maybe 50, 40, 30, 20%?
Yeah, probably a lower side. Yeah.
Okay, so then it's we're talking about lower chances. All right, what if hypothetically these type of dramatic changes have a negative impact on the economy, which they do? Stock markets don't like that sort of thing. So the whole reason why the incentive to keep the lie going and not fully revise it is because they feel like it could crash the economy.
They wouldn't want the market to adjust. I think as long as they're coming out and they're, I know what you're saying. I mean, as long as they're coming out and they're saying, like, look, this is what the Biden administration did. We're trying to fix the mess that he left us with. Yeah. A lot of transparency. Yeah. I would hope the market wouldn't react as dramatically having that information. Now, I guess people can decide whether or not they believe that, because certainly the Democrats will say, well, that's not true. The Biden administration, they were effective and they did all this stuff. And you guys are just, you know, Biden haters.
No. I mean, looking at it by the numbers, I believe Steve Moore, who's with the Heritage Foundation, was telling the truth there. I really do. I think that with the way they're doing and analyzing this data, they're realizing very quickly that they might not be telling the whole truth here. One other thing that came out there, which was kind of interesting, Larry Kudlow said the gloom and doom about inflation and recession and tariffs, none of it really happened. This is clip number 7.
All the gloom and doom, tariff inflation, tariff recession, tariff catastrophe, none of that has happened, okay? And in fact, as you noted earlier, the tariff revenues are pouring in, okay? He could do as much as $400 billion this year alone in tariff revenue.
Yeah, and you know, people are quick to point out, they'll say, well, that's just a tax on the American people. Well, they'll say that. Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. If you're buying all of your goods from foreign entities, then they have to charge more in order to make a profit. Thus, you're paying that extra bit that they're paying on tariffs, meaning the increased cost of the product. The flip side of this is if you start buying American-made products that don't have the same tariff restrictions, or let's say the tariff restrictions are lower for some other countries, meaning you might shift your cost somewhere else so it drops it down to more friendly nations, then think of it this way. You're boosting American jobs, American manufacturing, and you're helping build your economy so you can be in control of the supply chain, which actually puts you stronger in the future. And it also incentivizes companies who may have offshore production like Apple to come back and invest in the United States again. And we should have learned this mistake of not bringing the companies back into the United States during the pandemic, when you had such a massive disruption of the supply chain and how that jacked all the cost up.
Yeah.
Tariffs or not, it did jack the cost up because of how difficult it was. The supply was lowered greatly when you couldn't get the actual products back in the United States, that all these companies should have been moving production back here to say, we're done with this uncertainty. They didn't. They had 5 years during this time to make the plans and start and get the head start. They decided not to. This is another warning. This could happen at any given time. Bring the companies back into the United States. That's how this sort of tariff endgame, I believe, is to reboost the American economy. So just like energy independence, you're much better positioned where you don't have to rely on your oil and natural gas from other countries, because if OPEC or some of these other places jack up the prices, then you're in trouble. Energy independence is what really helps stabilize the cost of something very important. Same thing could be said with our goods and services and our medications. Bring them back into the United States. Now you control the supply chain and you have it here. That puts you in a much better spot as opposed to playing games with other countries who can pull the rug underneath you.
Well, yeah, if they're mad at you, they'll just say we're cutting off trade with you. And I think, you know, the big part of the tariffs would be, first of all, we've been ripped off by a lot of these countries for years and years and years. And finally, we're saying, Trump is saying enough is enough. And he's been raking in billions of dollars in revenue since he's implemented these tariffs just in the last number of months. The other component of that, too, is kind of what you talked about, where you're trying to bring jobs back to America. Just this week, a couple days ago, you had Tim Cook at the White House, and he was announcing this massive investment here in the United States. And you're seeing that time and again with these big companies, a lot of these woke companies, arguably, who are saying, all right, fine, we're going to just go ahead and invest here in the United States. And that's a win for Donald Trump.
It's a win for American,
it's exactly
Americans.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And it's so crazy if you think about how expensive Apple products are. Now, I don't have an Apple iPhone. I don't have an Apple computer, but my wife loves it. She'll only buy Apple, and it's like triple the cost of an Android phone.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
it's so expensive. Like, you look at it, it's like $1,000 to get like almost a base iPhone anymore. I don't know if there's people listening right now. That's actually not true. You can get this one.
What's an Android? No.
I mean, I can go online and find stuff for, like, let's say a $300 phone compared to a $1,000 phone. Like, that's the difference we're talking about when it comes to cell phones.
Are you bidding on, like, a super old version of an Android on eBay, and that's how you're getting the one for $300?
No, like, I was just looking because it's funny. I told the story. I have a Google Pixel, an old one, and what ended up happening was in the little charger port here where you, like, plug it in, the actual frame of the phone cracked so the charger doesn't stay in. So what I have to do every night on my nightstand is I have a book and I have my lamp, and I have to jam them in together so it forces it to stay.
Oh, gosh. I've
been there. The slightest little tiny nudge happens, the connection doesn't stay, and I have a cell phone that's not charged for the next morning. So I've been looking to buy a new one. To buy a brand new one, it's on sale, the Google Pixels. It's like $350 or something like that, or $400. If I were to buy an iPhone new, like we're talking about the latest model, we're looking at $1,000+, and you don't even have the same capabilities when it comes to, you know, plugging in the... Either way, what I'm saying is... You pay, if you're Apple, you charge enough for your products that you can afford American workers. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You can do that. And I hope that they realize very quickly that it's going to be the benefits of being here in the United States may actually work in your benefit, because you might actually get more people like me that would be more inclined to buy your product, knowing that it's not being manufactured in China like everything else is. All right, when we come back, Kim on a whim. Looking forward to that. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk.
Kim on a whim.
This shouldn't surprise any of us at this point, but it's still equally as frustrating when you have this liberal district judge, okay, this is U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams, appointed by Obama back in, I believe, 2011.
The way you said his name.
Obama. I'm so frustrated about this, okay? So this is a federal judge who's ordered a temporary halt to construction at Alligator Alcatraz. Now, this isn't stopping them from holding these illegals, but what it is doing is they're saying you can't add any new infrastructure capacity for at least 14 days. So that would be, you know, no new lighting, no paving, nothing. No new construction. It's just, I guess what's infuriating to me about this is that you had the Supreme Court ruling talking about these district judges who are issuing these nationwide injunctions that are having massive impacts. And I understand that this is specific to Florida, but it's frustrating that these district judges, these liberal judges, where they're able to just judge shop, are able to do something that has such a broad impact, because these are illegals they're bringing from across the country, and they're just housing them here at Alligator Alcatraz. And it blows my mind that they're able to do this, considering we had the Supreme Court ruling. And we know that this will get challenged. The Attorney General out of Florida is already saying they're going to challenge it. But it's very effective, because it does delay the Trump administration from being able to accomplish what they want, which is exactly, I mean, that's what these judges are trying to do ultimately, because that's all they really can do is just delay.
Right. I understand that everything you do is going to be challenged from here on out. They're going to do it as a way to try to sandbag the administration. They did it during his first term. Every single thing he did, they tried to sandbag progress that was being made. So deportations are going to continue.
Yep.
We are going to have to hold people for a certain amount of time during the deportation process. There's going to be a place where those people are held. There's places across the country, normally former prisons that were decommissioned, that they are rebuilding in a way to try to hold people. And states are welcoming of this because it's a lot of money, because the people that are putting these together, private or not, it's bringing in almost a temporary jobs. It's bringing in construction, and people are working to get these things up and ready. So they're looking at it as a welcome thing. And same thing in Florida, looked at as a welcome thing. And plus, if you're looking at places down south and where the transportation of where these individuals would be going towards, you're looking at a central hub area that's probably going to be very well centralized. I'll use that word again, because just based on where the immigration is coming from in some ways and where there are a lot of high concentrations of it, that in Texas you're going to find would be popular hotspots for him. So this is like a no-brainer. I don't know why a judge wouldn't immediately strike this down, because the administration has absolute authority to do this.
Well, and you know they're trying to build Indiana's own version of Alligator Alcatraz, and you know that this whole situation is going to play out there as well. You're going to have these liberal judges who issue these injunctions, and it's going to pause construction or do something to try to hinder the Trump administration from trying to detain these illegals. And this is, in my opinion, the biggest issue that people were passionate about leading up to the 2024 election. I believe this is what ultimately got Donald Trump elected. Sure, there were other things like his stance on the economy and everything else that played into why he had so many votes and won all the swing states. But immigration is a concern for a lot of people. Even some liberals are concerned about all the crime, and you hear about these situations where it's like, okay, someone's beaten, okay, someone's shot, and then you look at who's been arrested. What do you know? It's another illegal.
Yeah, I look at it as we've gone through decades where we've inched, and you know what they say, you give them an inch, they take a yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time to even the playing field. I think that's where a lot of people felt in a lot of different parts of immigration. Time to level the playing field. We know we have immigration law that is not being enforced. In fact, we have to retroactively go back and enforce it. That's why we had the courts come in and have deportation. They refuse it or decide to ignore it. We got to even this, or at least at some point we're back to the standard, which is our immigration laws are being enforced. So this is part of it. We think about it with the economy. We've had issues now with, you know, the census. I think Donald Trump, it's going to be a real interesting thing with the census. I know we talked and we discussed this yesterday with it, meaning redistricting, meaning are there congressional seats where they included illegal immigrants in order to bolster Democratic seats inside of Congress? And if you were to take those away, I think it was Stephen Miller said that roughly, 25 to 35 seats would be eliminated for the Democrats in Congress. It was a pretty large number, the manipulation that was being done in order to include illegal immigrants that shouldn't be voting to begin with, but putting them in districts where they're overpopulated and represented in order to shift the demographics of those areas in a way to gerrymandered right. Democratic districts. So the thing that I thought about a little bit too is, how is that going to mess with funding? So let's say they go back into the census and you're basing your funding on, you know, public transportation and schools and all of these things based on numbers that didn't justify to begin with. So now places like in California, where we're heavily reliant on the federal government to give them money to support illegal immigrants, aren't going to see that money flowing in anymore. They're going to have to make it up somewhere. How's that going to impact them? But essentially, they were stealing that to begin with, because yep. they weren't shouldn't have been getting it to begin with. So
exactly.
It's a lot of leveling, and leveling the playing field is what we're seeing right now. And there are some growing pains with it, but I think a lot of people believe it's necessary. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Yeah!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.